Hi, this is Dave Renight with Caridad Speech, a series that looks at the intersection between theater and poetry in the Edgelands, in the wilderness. So in today's episode, which is dated February 5th, 2024, I wanted to mark the passing of the great playwright Edward Bond, rightfully called one of the most influential, important, galvanizing playwrights of the 20th century. He was the author of more than 70 plays, among them the play called Saved, written in 1965, or at least premiered in 1965, a production of which was instrumental in the abolition of theater censorship in the United Kingdom. His other plays include The Pope's Wedding, Early Morning, Lear, The Sea, The Fool, The Woman, Restoration, The War Plays, Bingo, and more. In the year 2018, publication date, Caroline Juster and I edited a book called 50 Playwrights on Their Craft. It was published by Matthew and Drama, and we interviewed 50 playwrights on their craft. But one of those playwrights was Bond. And what started as an interview became an introduction. In honor of his life and his work, and to pay tribute to him today on his passing, I will read the introduction that Edward Bond wrote for our book, 50 Playwrights on Their Craft. What is the playwright's role? To create the just society. Most questions about playwriting can't be answered usefully until it is known what a play is. We are the dramatic species. The human self creates itself by dramatizing itself, and society collectively creates a culture by dramatizing its way of living. We live in two systems, the mechanical and the creative. The first is necessary to bare existence, the second to humanness. Nature is mechanical and follows mechanical laws. This is true even of evolution. Animals evolve to care for their own young, but not for their species. Only humans do that. It's our morality. Humanness isn't imposed on us by genes. Each of us has to create it. Humans create their self only by creating their species. Since Reagan and Thatcher, there has been a fundamental change. You have to have been adult before the change to know how drastic it is. Thatcher said, there is no such thing as society, so there is no community, and it follows we cease to jointly create our humanity. For the last 400 years, we have developed, through wars and peace, a democracy. That is what changed. Now everything is made for a quick sale, to create maximum profit. Everything is consumption and entertainment. Without noticing it, we have reverted to the mechanical laws of nature. The market and the banking system operate through these laws. It is a matter of accountancy, not morality. And the process is astonishingly mechanical. It lies outside human judgment, which is why there are such enormous, unforeseen economic disasters. We try to cling into our failing humanness, but now we don't live in a democracy. We live in a market. As a result, politics, which is a part of the human culture of society, degenerate. The degeneration begins almost as a joke, another form of entertainment. Donald Trump in America, and in the UK, Boris Johnson. But because politics is part of the way society creates its shared human culture, the joke sours and becomes sordid, debased, and dangerous. What is bad becomes good, and you are lost. You are in the paradoxes of drama. Creativity, by definition, seeks the good. But who defines what is good? That is the what question. It is the easy part, and the answer is mainly prudential. But why should we do something just because it is good? If the why and the what were the same, drama would not be possible. Why shouldn't we lynch people or gas Jews? The why question makes us human. The mechanical can't answer it. The flood doesn't mind who it drowns. So there is a wholly different sort of question. Why should we do the good? Only drama can sort this out. This produces the difference between theater and drama. Theater is a market product and produces acting. Drama doesn't just ask the why questions that makes us human, but it also enacts the answer. Because by identifying the right question, we create the means of creating the answer we seek. That is unique to humanness. It makes us the dramatic species, as noted above. The why question is profound, but you can seek it only when you know the answer. The answer is in every human being, but it is buried under the subterfuges of survival and the corruptions of living in unjust societies. Drama's one subject is justice. I don't expect Donald Trump to understand this, but the playwright who doesn't has turned his or her back on not only the responsibility, but even the craft of playwriting and on humanity in its present crisis. The why question comes from the logic of drama. Is the logic that makes us human. Usually drama isn't understood in this way. Instead, it's based on remnants of obsolete, mostly 19th century ideas and performance practices that have become skills. I've written on this at length. I can't repeat it here. And for simplicity, I must ignore the historical complications. But I must at least point at it. Otherwise, everything I say is wasted. I wouldn't even dare to say everything in this book would be wasted. Drama comes from the way the infant human mind enters reality before it can speak or have concepts, but is nonetheless already human. The playwright has to imagine being in this situation, otherwise it is unreachable. The infant identifies itself with reality. It takes itself to be the world. What else could it do? This isn't a matter of self-inflation. It has to do with what later becomes the absolute, implacable certainty of great dramatic figures in their moment of decision, and with minor figures when they are confronted by the why question, which they answer or fail to answer. The infant is the source of the drama, concealed in all forms of play. The infant makes its own self at the same time as it makes human reality. It is the union of self-morality and social morality. The infant judges reality by its experience of pleasure and pain. This judgment is a stage in development unique to humans. The infant is already asking the why questions, questions asked by Lear, Antigone, Medea, Hamlet. If these characters fail to answer the question, we wouldn't be here now. There would be no civilization. So humanness is the logic of drama, and in its own smaller world, the infant must face the profoundest why question if it is to be human. It is not a question of the survival of the fittest, but the creation of sanity, a characteristic only of humans. So yes, we are the dramatic species. In the performances of a play, three brains become one, the brain of the audience and the actors, respectively, but also of the stage, which is the third brain. It is the site we, as a society, recreate to represent the reality the infant entered in order to create humanness. It is the site of the question of what is right and why should we do it. It is a moral arena. It can take place only on the triple stage. Theater has no triple stage. That has gone with the other changes. The most urgent thing playwrights can now do is understand the difference between drama and theater and why they are different. It is also a question for the whole institution of playmaking. But because of the market, the institution can't ask it, but playwrights must ask it. This has nothing to do with the difference between comic and tragic. Drama uses both. Molière's Don Juan is a farce. Don Juan is a farce that poses questions that even Hamlet wasn't able to ask. Yet Molière finds a fierce answer. The why questions produce answers that society bases its culture on. The answers set a way of life. It enables it to use, but be in control of, the mechanical. But when society becomes too complex and contradictory, it must create new answers, and they must be in the logic of drama, of humanness. It must create a new drama. The Greeks did this, and they became the basis of Western society. The Elizabethans, Shakespeare and his colleagues did it, and this made the Enlightenment a practical daily activity, turned it into both the cement and the emollient of the modern world. The change is so total, we notice it no more than fish notice the sea. The first two great crises in the human species, when humanness had to be recreated if we were to live as a community, were the Greek and the Elizabethan, Renaissance, Reformation. And this is why the Greek and Jacobean dramas still dominate our stage. We are living through the third crisis. And the danger is that we have abandoned creativity for the mechanical. And that society is becoming a ghost that wistfully haunts the market. By the logic of drama, which is also the logic of human reality, that must fail. It is not that we are lesser people than the creators of the past, but rather that we have forgotten the questions and how to dramatize them. In the last 40 years, audiences have stopped going to theaters to find their humanity. In passing, I should say that this has nothing to do with the use of modern media. They are still new, and their use must be created. Our ancestors did not invent the hammer in order to break glass windows or smash their thumbs. The theater companies that now do the most important work are small and underfunded. In desperate efforts to communicate, some of them turn to documentary about the scandal of our times. But history itself is a documentary. And the subject of documentary remains what? Drama must confront the non-mechanical why. Both Beckett and Brecht ignore why and become false market face savers. Much of what I've described about the self is supported to an astonishing degree by independent scientific and academic research. But the research is not yet used to draw the conclusions of drama. This is because our economy and politics are structurally mechanical. The market is not interested in what is in the bottle. It is interested only in what is on the label. The label sells the product. The danger is that theater becomes the label. A few years ago, there were 7 or so musicals in the London West End. Now there are some 20. If you recall a brilliant piece of theater you saw years ago, you will have happy memories. You could even hum the tunes as you committed evil. The images of drama are more profound and less pliable. They change you and your life and wait for you at every crossroads and every corner. Any stranger's face in the street may suddenly confront you with them. Our subservience to the market does not mean that this dramatic power is lost, reduced to the macabre or the sentimental. It remains the human birthright, the human responsibility, because, as I've described, it is the way all infants enter reality and create their self. I found this again some months ago when I directed a production of Dea. What Antigone was for the last century, Medea is for us. Her questions are more radical, and almost they are asked even by her children. Most of the cast in Dea were young. They were freed from the mechanical directions of authoritarian directors who make theater but not drama, because they have become mechanics of the soul. It's how they survive. The actors discovered, or should I say created, their own creativity. They owned the triple stage. They were tumultuous but controlled. A critic said they were life-changing. At about this time, the UK voted to leave the European Union. Brexit, part of the present right-wing slippage. The leader of the main UK party championing Brexit was an admirer of Donald Trump. He even went to America to tell him so. You see how these things hang together. However well you write, you cannot escape from the fate of your society, its politics and culture. Everywhere there are young actors such as those in Dea, and the new generations of playwrights are potentially the best there have ever been. These actors and playwrights could turn the third crisis into a human glory even greater than the Greeks and Jacobeans did. It is possible. They could save our species. But perhaps the actors and playwrights will never meet, never work together, because the market has easier ways of making profit. If that is so, the change will be as rapid as the other recent changes in society. Plays will not be about their supposed content, but about the label on the bottle. Then it will no longer be possible to write plays. The playwright will be extinct. It doesn't have to happen. We should take responsibility for our craft. And those are words by Edward Bond, written for our book, 50 Playwrights on Their Craft, that was published by Matthew and Drama, Bloomsbury, in 2018. Reading this today on the announcement of Edward Bond's passing. As always, this is about you and I in this theater. You there in the dark, and I here wondering who you are. Thanks for listening today for night.